At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Marang.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Marang.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends.
Ooh, ah.
What up? What up? It's Monday, baby.
Hey.
I'm stoked to be here today.
It felt like a long weekend.
It felt, it was very nice.
It was relaxing. You guys. Sorry.
Relaxing. Poor Rusty. I think we also just were out there before the show started and realized that Oregon, Iowa in 2 weeks has Big Nooner written all over it.
I'm babe.
I hate my life.
Just eating up your whole day.
Big Nooner written all over it.
Well, I mean, I guess at least we'll be out of here early, but we'll be out of here early.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
Well, that's because what is that a Sports Saturday starts at 4 a.m.?
I believe we would probably blow out Sports Saturday and just start the Old Ducks game day at 6 a.m., a truncated one-hour version.
Andy at Q at 6 a.m. Is Grand Central Bowl open at that time?
I don't know, man.
They might be doing a show here.
I love that Q is probably just like, yeah, whatever, man. It's fine.
It's fine. It's
and Dirt's like, no!
Well, Dirt's up at that time anyways.
You got a kid. I suppose that's
No, you mean he's here at that time.
Oh, dude.
Super normal for him.
Yeah.
Sleeping in for him is like 7.
Yeah, Big Nooner is going to be a rough one, Rusty. We got your back. We feel for you. We support you. We are here for any of your needs.
Look, I will tell you, my sports weekend, not great. But I tell you what, the golf was immaculate.
Mm.
Golf, shout out, somebody texted on Friday about playing at Wildwood. I played out at Wildwood for the first time. It's a little bit short of Scappoose for those that don't know where it's at.
Scappoose.
What a gorgeous course.
That's rad.
I mean, if your first tee is an elevated tee, like over the valley.
Well, I just assume all golf courses are pretty because they have to have like grass and trees.
But there's levels of prettiness. Mm. Like there's levels to the green and then the design. Like Wildwood is like literally up against the hillside. And so it's just, I don't know, man. It's pretty, man. I had a great time out there. Shot a decent score. Shane Brendan decided to come out of the term with a bottle of wine.
Oh, hey.
So
my kind of guy.
We'll tell you. Pretty good move.
A full bottle of wine?
A little Pinot.
Ooh.
A little Pinot coming out of the turn.
Oh, come on. Let's face it. A bottle of wine is like 4 drinks.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, but saying, hey, look, I mean.
Bottle of red, bottle of white.
Like, he came out with it. He's like, hey. He's like, you know, give me your best bottle. And he's like, I'm being sarcastic. But he's like, you know, came out and had a little bottle of wine.
That's a flex I really want at a golf course. Walk in. Sir, I'd like your best bottle of white, please.
Yeah.
That I can put in this bag and haul for 9 more holes before I open it.
So
a box of your finest white Zin,
please. Yes, yes. That way, by the 11th hole, I can just blow up the bag and use it as a pillow to take a little nap.
Just put it in the back little cart of the cart or the basket of the cart.
You never done Tour de Francia?
Oh, God, yeah. You kidding me?
Yeah. I regret ever doing that.
I had a buddy did a Halloween costume as a box of Franzia.
That's wonderful.
But he had like 5 bags inside his box, so like the tap was where you expect it was at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he would just fill.
And there was wine.
Yeah, and there was wine. Yeah, yeah. So I've got to say, well executed costume. It was a well executed costume.
Yeah, we're getting close. Rusty, do you know what you're being for Halloween?
Nope.
My buddy once was a, he had a lampshade on his head,
mm-hmm.
a t-shirt with the number 1 on it, okay. and then he had a box around his waist with a coffee mug and a picture frame, and he was a one-night stand.
Okay.
He was a one-night stand.
Very clever.
Very clever.
Very clever.
My other buddy that year was a Jack in the Box.
Okay.
And I was Prince.
We said Jack in a box, right?
He was like the whole thing, like the clown.
Anyway. Saturday night.
Yeah, he went home with a random chick that night from the bar on
Halloween.
That
never happens on Halloween.
I know. We were like, dude.
So weird.
We were like, dude, you sure about that? He was like, yeah, don't worry about me. They are married with 6 kids right now.
That'll happen. It's a lot of wine. It's a lot of wine.
A lot of wine.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that sounds like maybe it was one of those fancy, like, Jug at Carlo Rossi nights.
Mm.
Dude, the jug where you can just, you know, like, put
finger
it over,
hole?
Finger hole, put yeah. it over the shoulder, and, yeah. like, get a little out of it. Yeah, dude.
Definitely a finger hole.
Yeah. Carry that thing on your shoulder, dude, and just chug a lug a lug.
But, yeah, outside of that, this weekend was long for me. It was kind of weird. You know, golf in the morning, football at night, that was not fun. Damn you, Lincoln Riley. Yesterday, you know, get up in the morning, do the church thing, had family dinner, watched a bunch of football, like went and spent some time with some friends and family. Like it was a great weekend.
That's good.
I haven't had a great weekend in a long time. It was like, even with, I tell you what, even my Raiders looking like the worst team in the NFL.
And they are.
Holy.
We're actually going to get to that today.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, 27 first down.
Are
two.
They worse than the Jets?
They might be.
Yeah,
dude.
It's
pretty bad over
there.
It's
pretty bad, dog. I mean, they may have more wins, but it's an unmitigated disaster. And then the USC-Notre Dame game, USC could have won that game, and they decided to be dumb. So here we are.
I went to the Timbers game this weekend.
Speaking of unmitigated disasters, was that worth going to?
Yes, it's always fun to be there.
Always fun. What was the final? 3-0?
4-0.
4-0? My bad.
It was 1-0 at half.
I believe it is pronounced nil.
Nil. It was 1-0 at half, and then by the 55th minute, it was 3-0. And my buddy and I were like, out of here. And we walked, and by the time we got to the bar, it was 4-0.
Looks like it's time to beat the traffic, huh?
But they did have a really cool TIFO. It was, without them, there is no us.
Mm.
And then it had flags of the country from every player on the team with their name attached to the country.
That's cool.
Basically being like, you know, anti the things that are going on.
Sure.
If you catch my drift there. So that was great. It was pouring rain, but, you know, we were covered, so it doesn't matter. And the Timbers game is always fun. Although I was in the bathroom.
I was going to say, though, is it always fun? Because all of the comments I saw coming out of social media was that this is an embarrassment. How dare they end the season?
Well, if you want to really
fire
get into
everyone.
It, like, Phil Neville should get fired.
Yeah.
Front office, GM, everything. Got to go. It's a really, really rough look. But I was in the bathroom because I had some adult beverages before the game. And I was scrolling through my phone, and I see that the Cougs are tied 20-20 against Virginia.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I knew we were winning most of the game. So I was frustrated that we were tied. And then I saw we had the ball on the 2-yard line, on our 2-yard line. And I went, oh, God, please don't get a safety. That would be terrible. And then I turned my phone off, went back to my seat, pulled it up, and, well, we got a safety.
Well, there you go.
And we lost 22-20.
But, hey, you acquitted yourselves 2 weeks in a row.
I know.
2 weeks in a row.
Go Cougs.
Covering monsters.
Dude, we're only a 1.5 favorite against Toledo this weekend.
Yeah.
At home.
That's right, it is at home, huh?
1.5?
That means that you're a
hammer dog. Hammer that sucker.
You're a dog anywhere else.
You're a dog anywhere else.
Toledo?
Yeah, dude. You, hammer
you,
that.
You just played two of the most explosive offenses in the country and kept them under what?
30, both
30,
of them.
Both?
Under 25.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. I think that's a smash or pass? That's a smash.
Yeah. I saw the Oregon-Wisconsin line, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more what I expected. I told you that Rutgers line felt weird as hell.
It did feel weird.
17.5? I'm like, I don't care how far they're flying. Like,
yeah.
they should go out there and obliterate them. And boy, did they
looking at this Wisconsin-Oregon line coming into this weekend, and I might gamble for the first time in my life.
You taking that over?
I think so, dude.
Ooh, I mean,
dude, Wisconsin is bad. We need to have
we got an AD letter already.
Dude, there might be a point when we need to look at this, okay? Now, my team doesn't play the same sport as your team does, okay? Like, Wazoo football and USC or Oregon football are in two different worlds, okay? But I need to talk about the Big Ten, and the bottom of the Big Ten is so garbage. It's so garbage that it is egregious that this conference thinks they're elite. Because Wisconsin's bad.
Well, because
Northwestern
is bad. We're used to the
Purdue
Pac-12.
Is bad.
Where, like...
Pac-12, everyone was okay.
But even the guy at the bottom could snatch you by the ankles every now and then. You go to Tempe on a Thursday night and, you know, F around and find out.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Whoa, what happened?
And this is why I hate USC, because you robbed me of that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You robbed me of that to go create a conference with garbage
Blame
teams.
Cousin Larry.
Rutgers, Maryland, Purdue, Northwestern. I don't care that UCLA is on a hot streak. UCLA, Wisconsin, those are six really, really bad football teams. And I have to sit here and deal with it.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Probably.
The Big Ten. It's a frustrating watch right now.
It is.
Now Penn State is really bad, too.
That's true. Which is kind of fun.
So that big nooner in 2 weeks, huh,
a lot
Jeff?
Of wee.
No.
I know.
Well, I guess almost 3 weeks.
How was the Northwestern big nooner? Rough?
Rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's early, man.
I know, and it's a Saturday. Like, I'm trying to party on a Friday.
I mean, look, like, granted, like I said, we get out of here earlier, too. You know what I mean? It's like last week, our show started at 11, get out of here at 3:30, and I made it home. I think it was 21. I think right as I was pulling in the driveway, they got the third touchdown. It happened quick.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, sometimes those big nooners, they're over quickly. What's the big nooner this weekend? Was it Ohio State at Wisconsin?
I don't remember.
Dude, Fox needs to get over their Big Ten love, dude. They're making me watch really bad games.
Well, they won't, because that's where their money is.
They go to the Big 12 sometimes, though.
Yeah, I know, but...
And that's BYU at Texas Tech in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Well, Tech.
Well, it turns out you need a quarterback.
Dilly!
Turns out you need a quarterback.
Dilly!
Turns out you need a quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, they both needed a quarterback, so... Yeah,
sometimes.
Shout out to Dilly.
Look,
good sports weekend.
It was a fantastic, like, this period right now, from middle of last week until the middle of next week, is the best part of the sports calendar every year.
We're gonna find out who's in the World Series after tonight.
Yeah, you have a Game 7 and an ALCS.
Best two words in sports.
You had multiple top 25 matchups that were insane games. Ole Miss, Georgia, USC, Notre Dame. You had upsets all over the place. Arizona State, Texas Tech. Like
Georgia Tech and Indiana are top 10 teams.
Indiana's number 2 in the nation. I mean, dude, sports hard this
sports
weekend.
Hard.
Hard.
I actually had more fun in the NFL weekend. This is my favorite NFL weekend so far.
I did not enjoy it that much this weekend.
Dude, I can't believe that game was on TV. I had double box going.
I was watching, going to rotate that one out.
And I was watching Eagles Eagles-Vikings.
That was a good game.
And then I had the Chiefs game on the other because I don't pay $5 billion to watch every NFL game. Mm. If I want to watch a game, I'll just sail the high seas. Mm. That was rough.
Told you I'd give him my login.
Yeah. Good sports weekend. Good little sports weekend. All right, we come back. Oakley Dunkley, we got a lot to get to today. Just stop goofing around.
Yeah.
Stop goofing around. We got coaches being fired.
Blazers stopped goofing around.
Blazers did stop goofing around. We got coaches being fired. Top teams losing. NFL statements made. Game 7. Dante Moore. Heisman Moore.
Yeah. Like I said, nobody's coming into that game saying anything about that.
But we're going to give a little love today to your Portland Trail Blazers as things have been happening. Things have been happening. When we come back, we'll start there. Contracts handed out. You get a contract. You get a contract. Everybody gets a contract. Blazers, Tumani, Shaden Sharp, 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
1017 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. She lets you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, youtube.com/1051thefan. Come join us in the chat. We're making fun of Danny and USC over there. So come hang out with us.
It happens. It happens. I dig my grave so I can bury myself in it.
I've decided that please enter your favorite costume pun ideas, as someone sent me two of them that I will read throughout the day if you have them, just because I'm feeling in a good
mood. Pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Blue shirt, small telephone cord around your neck tied to a rubber chicken. Chicken cordon bleu. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Tape small cereal boxes to your shirt with knives through them. You're a cereal killer.
Mm-hmm. Also, Anthony Simons' nickname, because he loves cereal.
Is cereal killer?
No, it was a kind of a joke that came out of a Jason Quick article with Phil Beckner. Yeah, it was pretty good.
A lot to get to this hour. We'll get to the Oregon Ducks as they handle business on the road in Jersey. There's a game 7 tonight in sports, the two best words in all of sports, north of the border. So we'll get to that this hour, and we'll get to some NFL and college in the 11 o'clock hour. But let's start right here, Daniel. The Blazers spent some money yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They spent a good amount of money yesterday. One would argue they spent the right amount of money yesterday.
Yeah, no. What's funny is I didn't see the Shaden Sharp one live because, shockingly, I was out golfing. but the Tumani one, he ended up getting 4-year, $82 million. He could have got up to $87 million. I was a little surprised he didn't get the max, but also I'll tie this back to Nasir Little when he got his deal a couple years ago. And we're talking to Nas after he got his contract and, you know, hey man, congratulations. And you know, how you feeling? How you thinking? You know, what's going on right now? And he goes, man, if you would have told 18-year-old me, you could have guaranteed me $20+ million. He goes, there was no reason for me to argue or fight. Now Nas ended up having some injuries and it was great that he got his contract because, you know, injuries
right.
kind of,
and he's in ruined. China now, right?
Japan. Yeah. Nas, one of the best humans I've ever covered. That dude is an incredible dude, but Two is very reminiscent of that. And
Tumani.
Like, yeah, Tumani is incredibly reminiscent of that, of like 52nd overall pick, just a great dude, has a worldview and an understanding at his age that there's a maturity to him that doesn't exist with most guys in the NBA that came in the way that he did. You know, his rookie year, it's kind of funny because I think people kind of gloss over this. His rookie year, he started out pretty well. He came out of camp just a complete demon, and then he got a little too big for his britches. And he's told me this, and I had him on the podcast a couple months ago when we talked about this, where in December, he got benched because he wasn't doing the things he was supposed to do, and it humbled him. And he was like, Chauncey Billups let him know, like, hey, man, you're out there to defend and knock down threes. I know you want to do more. Show me you can do these things. We'll give you more, right? So swallowed his pride, came out there, and locked the hell in. And then in his second year, he goes and becomes an all-NBA defender, shoots 37% from three, and shows there could be more even to his game. Like, it is a fantastic story, and also a hell of a trade for the Portland Trail Blazers to get him in on that deal.
No kidding. When we get to the noon hour, I'd like to get into more about Joe Cronin and kind of the state of Joe as the GM and what he's accomplished. But I think you're kind of spot on there. I think, you know, before we get into Shea, if we want to stick with Tumani Kamara here, it's a hell of a deal for a player who I don't think we've seen the full ceiling of. I think for a guy that's an all-defensive player is huge for the Blazers to be able to lock in, because let's say that offense doesn't get better from him. Let's just say he stays what
he
is.
14-50-point-a-game guy? Sure.
The money for what he can do on defense and how he fits as a role on this team, I think, is solid.
Yeah,
I love this deal so much for the Blazers.
He's one of the five best point-of-attack defenders in the entire NBA. And to get him, period, point blank.
And to lock him in at that price, I think, is quite nice. It is surprising that, you know, and I'll tie this into Shaedon Sharpe as well. I was a little surprised that these guys were willing to do it, mostly because I think they both left money on the table. And I think that says something about where they are in the sense of wanting to be here in Portland. That's what it read to me. The Shaedon Sharpe stuff was the most surprising, too, because I thought he could have gotten at least 100 mil. And I know you've been on the other end of this. And I was worried that, you know, as a lot of people at this station say, Shaedon could have been in a prove it year and kind of had that kind of attitude walking into the season.
And that number could have got a lot
bigger or bigger or bigger.
Sure.
And so I think right here, 4 years, 90 with Shaedon Sharpe is a great move for both. It's locking in young players that still have potential for the money that they are locked in. I think it was a great move.
Here's the thing. With Tumani, you have, and I think to a certain extent, Keegan Murray got a lot more money, a lot more money, 5-140. That's the Kings, though. The Kings and the Raptors, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Your books are a disaster. Sure, pay Brandon Ingram another $40 million, because why not? That's certainly paid off for the other teams that he played for. But I digress. Two, getting his deal, perfect. It absolutely makes sense. All the things that come along with that. I think, even like you said, even if he doesn't improve offensively, you know what he is. He's one of the best defenders in the NBA. He's 6'8". He's multi-dimensional, very switchable, malleable. He can fit. Like, Tumani Kamara could start for every team in the NBA.
And at that price is amazing.
Yes. I'm not going to say amazing. I'm going to say it's very good value.
For Portland, with the struggles we've had to sign guys, I'm going to say
but yeah. The thing is, you don't ever have trouble signing guys that are RFAs. That's the next part where I was going to get to. When I said where Shaedon could underperform or get paid less, that wasn't a shot at Shaedon. That was so I've talked to six, seven GMs over the last month about RFA status, restricted free agent status in the NBA.
Which sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Oh, if you following are a player right now, stuff, dude, you are cooked.
Is RFA worse than...
Whatever it is, yes. Arbitration?
No. franchise tag. I don't know why I blanked there.
Yes, because
there's a lot of guys.
It's a 1 year deal, but you're also getting crazy money.
Yeah,
you're getting what
franchise?
Franchise is the average of the top five
of the position. Yeah. Yes.
So RFA status. Every executive that I talk to about this, I phrased this question the same way, because I wanted to get their feedback on this, because I had a tweet yesterday of. I expected there to be a pretty sizable correction. And if you can go back and check the podcast, check TV, whatever you want to over the last year and a half, 2 years. I expected there to be a correction with the non-max players. The guys I always use are like the Zach LaVines of the world or the Brandon Ingrams of the world who are just giving
really good.
Really good, but you're just giving them money because, well, you're next up. And I'm like, that's not going to work, man. Like under this new CBA, it's not going to work. But I expected that to be over the course of like 3 to 5 years. Like maybe one team would, you know, hand out money and like, oh, the Kings are doing Kings things, the Pelicans are doing Pelicans things. But
well, you kind of you feel like you have to hand out money in the NBA. Like, yes. Somebody on my team has to get paid, otherwise people aren't coming to the.
Yes, and so that's never going to entirely go away. But part of it was like I expected kind of a smoothing where it would just kind of come down a little by little by little. Outside of a couple organizations, every organization said, nope, we're done. We're done doing this. Yeah. You're not just getting money just to get money anymore. We have to be so rigid with our books. Like, the leaks that came out about Shaedon wanting 100 or 110, it's from his agent.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody wants more money.
And guess where he ended up at? The exact number the Blazers were willing to go to. You want the money? Here's $490. And here's my thing about it, him getting less. Because had he gone in, let's say he has the same year. Let's just say he has the same year, slightly better from three, slightly better on defense. But like he's a, you know, roughly a 20-point-a-game guy who can do some stuff. But there's some other stuff there. You're like, eh, it's not quite there. The money would have come down. It would have come down because he would have had zero leverage. Zero. Because RFA status right now, nightmare fuel. Unless you are one of those guys, it's nightmare fuel.
But couldn't you argue, though, that 4 at 90, whether he regresses or progresses, is still a good meet in the middle?
Eh.
To lock up 4 more years of a 22-year-old kid who might blow up at 26?
But that's the thing you're talking about.
And then give him a max?
That's the thing you're talking about. He might. I would argue that Shea has not shown anything that he's going to blow up. He can get better. He has not shown anything to me that shows he's going to blow up.
Really? Because no. I think the amount of athleticism alone tells me he could. Not that he will, but he could. Like, the guy is an extremely talented athlete.
Yes.
Maybe a top five athlete in the NBA.
I could go down the list of those guys in the NBA over the last 10, 15 years, and you know how many of them actually did?
I know, but look at I always compare it to Aaron Gordon. Like, his career turned out really nice.
Yeah, and what happened to his pay scale?
It decreased, but then he won, and he went to a team, and he was a role player and a good position player for that.
But that's my point. Aaron Gordon might have been at his peak the most athletic guy in the NBA.
Totally.
6'9" with that kind of verticality and that level of explosion. Like
jumps over cars.
Yeah, I mean, just a freak, right? But he was put down as the third best player on a team and got significantly less money than he would have gotten otherwise.
Yeah.
Like that's, and again, that's not a shot at Gordon. It's not a shot at Shaden. It's just reestablishing a pecking order of salaries in the league where instead of just handing out money hand over fist to everyone, there has been a real reckoning of, look, man, this is what it is.
But aren't there teams, and I would argue Portland is one of those mm-hmm. teams, that almost have to overpay guys to keep them? Because it's hard to get people here in the first place.
In the previous,
that if you're going to take a shot on the drafts or the mm-hmm. trades that you make and the players that you get in return, if you like them, you kind of have to overpay them. Because if this were open market, which I know the NBA yes. is very, very different, if this were open market and Shaden does hit this year, the Blazers aren't going to be able to afford him.
But see, everything you just said doesn't matter. Because it's not an open market and nobody has cap space and nobody has money and those players have zero leverage. Zero.
Yeah.
They don't. The only guys who have leverage, the only guys, are the guys at the very top. The next tier down, whether it's Keegan Murray, who I think he got more than he probably should have, but shouts to Keegan. Jabari Smith Jr., he got, you know, was it $115 million?
Like, you're referencing like Kevin Durant can get 2 years, $90 million.
And he took a cut.
He could have gotten more.
He legitimately, but also KD's, what, 37? Like, yeah. there's different parts of that. But the guys who have leverage, and the guys who don't, take your money while you can. Otherwise, you're Cam Thomas. Otherwise, you're Jonathan Kuminga. Like, otherwise, you're just sitting there floating in this obscurity, and you're just screwed.
Boy, and that's the world I do not want to live in. Like, I do not want to be a Jonathan Kuminga world.
But here's also the other part of this. Who the Denver Nuggets trade this offseason because his contract doesn't match who he is? Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
The days, like, Michael Porter Jr., Zach LaVine, like, they're good players. There's no doubt about it. They're
okay players.
They're very good players. But the scaling and how your roster construction and your salaries have to match now, if Shaden outperforms that, hell yes. It is a home freaking run.
And I think that's what I'm saying, that the amount of money for taking the risk of it being a home run is spot on.
But here's the thing, even if he
instead of trying to save a couple bucks.
Well, I mean, they did, though. They did.
I'm talking more in the future.
Sure, but you're not, NBA front offices don't operate more than 3 years out now. Now, they're looking at their books, for sure, but mm-hmm. the life cycle of stuff now is so tight with the new CBA that it just that doesn't matter. For Shea, though, I think there's two different ways you can look at this. The glass half full is, he looked at this deal, and they tried to push for a little bit more, and he looked around, and he had a moment of clarity and maturity and said, you know what? I haven't done enough yet to really push this. Let me secure this bag. It's almost $100 million. It's not like he's not getting money.
Yeah.
The glass half full or glass half empty is, and this is my fear with guys like him. He's Andrew Wiggins. I got my money. This is it. This is the bar. Because once guys get paid, and it's not just a Shaden thing. This is a thing across sports and very true in the NBA. When you get the bag, you stagnate.
Yeah.
You lose that motivation. So many guys have come out and said, yeah, man, I got paid. And I don't, here's the thing. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. If you or I got a crap ton of money here, would we be motivated to be like, oh, yeah, we have to be the best. We have to do this. We have to keep working. We have to keep grinding. All this.
That's why you asked me the question. If I win the lottery and I win $1 billion, am I still working here? No.
But that's my point.
Because the first time that I don't feel like doing anything, I don't. And then you get fired.
And so that's always my hesitancy. This is not a Shaden specific thing. Like two, I have no questions about. He's a hungry monster. Like he's not going to stop playing how he plays. What's the question with Shaden?
Can he improve?
Does he bring it every night?
Yeah, I would say that's maybe your question. I don't know if casual fans have that question.
I would say the staggering majority of Shaden Sharp.
I think most of us casual fans think he's 22 years old.
Sure, there's
a lot of room to grow there. Because I was not great at 22 years old, and I had no money.
No, you're not wrong. But also, how many of the young guys that Wemby's 21? Cooper Flagg's 19.
Different.
But again, those are the guys that get paid.
Those guys are transcend.
It's not just the talent, though. They're insane effort, work, just grindy, nasty dudes. And that's the thing. Like even a guy like Ant Edwards, who, yes, the talent is there, and he was a knucklehead when he was younger. You never question how hard he played.
Mm-hmm.
You never question whether he's bringing it every night. And that's the thing with Shea.
Yeah, but I can also say that about almost every NBA player if they bring it every night.
Well, I mean, that's
why the league is a rough watch sometimes, because not everybody brings it every night.
You know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. I think sometimes you can pigeonhole Shaden a little too stereotypically in that world.
I think this is a good one from the fan text line. The Blazers are doing exactly what the Braves did with Acuna.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's great. Why not? It's what the Mariners did with Julio.
Yeah.
The Astros did it with Alex Bregman. It's a smart move.
Yeah. No, again, both these deals, two and Shaden, fantastic. Love it.
We'll put a pin in this, recircle back around noon. We'll talk about Joe Cronin and kind of the job he's done in Portland as his term at the GM. And is it enough to keep him around? Are these good deals? What the future looks like for him? So we'll get back to that in the noon hour. We come back, Ducks handle business in Jersey, how it all went down right here. But first, Rust with sports.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming up at the 11 o'clock hour, we'll dive into the NFL. The St. Louis Rams are good again. The Raiders are not. The Chiefs are very good again. Georgia Bama, Web Gems, the greatest performance in sports history potentially happened over the weekend. And no, I'm not talking about Dante Moore, but maybe I am talking about Dante Moore. Go Beavers. Oregon defeats Rutgers 56-10. My friend, it wasn't that close to begin with. It turns out, as the great Jeff Rust always says, run the ball. Run the ball.
Run the ball.
That was a very large key to success in their victory over Rutgers over the weekend. And look, here's what went down. Not a whole lot to get into with this game. Here's what went down. I'm mad, and you suck, and I'm going to take it out on you.
Here's 400 yards of rushing. Deal with it.
Yep, you're just going to take it and like it. And if you're an Oregon fan, that's what they did. They went out there, handled business, established themselves, kind of showed a little more dynamic offense. I know you weren't in love with some of Dante Moore's throws, but he was incredibly efficient.
Oh, he was incredibly efficient.
15 of 20 for 290 and four tuds.
I'm being picky. I was driving during some of the game, and I came back and caught back up. And even Jerry and Jorgie were like, yeah, you know, DeCorian had to come back for that ball. And it was like, he was wide open. Dante kind of underthrew him there. It was like,
maybe DeCorian Moore is just too good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Rutgers, they lost guys seemingly all game long.
Yeah.
And just wide open, butt naked. Just like, how is he that open?
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. DeCorian, I mean, he only had two catches, but they were nice catches. And Kenyon Sadiq, he had four catches for 80 yards. That's 20 a catch on average.
Dinged up again.
I know. But it turns out going to the bread and butter was really all Oregon needed.
Yeah.
Was a game where the defense got after it. You established the run game. You found a new guy that was going to be the player of the week, and that was Noah Whittington, who was just absolutely sensational on Saturday. And Dante was efficient throwing the football. I think that's all you ask for. You're building momentum. Indiana is now way in the past. People ahead of you in the rankings have fallen.
Yep.
You are still sitting in a position where you might, I know this is strange to say, Duck fans, but you are sitting in a position where you might avoid the Big Ten title game, and you might be happy about that. Also,
worked
because,
out well for Ohio State.
Also, because you Duck fans, you might be hosting Ole Miss in a playoff game, and that, my friend, is must-see television.
Holy.
That is what you do. I am trying to go to that game. I'll tell you that. You know what? Side note right here. If Oregon gets Lane Kiffin in a playoff game at Autzen, I'll be there. I will go down to that
game. I'm telling you right now, we're making phone calls.
I'm going to that game.
To our friends here, as we're the home of the Oregon Ducks.
Dude, I know the sideline reporter on the radio.
We have a pretty good relationship with him. Pretty good relationship.
You might hook
him.
It up.
One
might say a friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
Let me tell you right now, I would be there.
I think that'd be cool. So, like, you're in a good position. Offense looks good. Kenyon Sadiq, my guy, he's back, you look good, you feel good, you came out, for the most part, healthy. We'll see what happens with Sadiq and how banged up he actually is.
That's my only worry with him, is that he seems to be a guy that's...
Well, big guy fall hard.
He's so athletic, like, does his body not handle how athletic he is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of a, not that he's fat, but it's like, it's kind of the Zion Williamson of it all, of like, this guy is so freaky. Gronk was this.
Yeah.
He was so big and freaky that, you know, just like when you're one of those guys, it's almost impossible to stay that way. just do it, Sprague.
They're over here, buddy.
There we go. Sprague skis.
He just needs to pull a rop and just not care and walk in.
Totally. It would have been a lot better for you, buddy.
A little bear crawl.
I mean, there's some turnover situations you got to figure out. You know, some fumbles, interceptions, things like that. But I think with the game so in hand, you're going to kind of let those slide a little bit, I guess.
Sure. I mean, Lanning loves to have a mistake because he can throw it up on the board.
Totally. And that's what they'll work on.
In a butt whooping like that, you're like...
Yeah, DeCorian, stop fumbling the ball.
Hey, let's not get too high on our own supply.
Oh, yeah. You know he wanted to keep that a clean sheet.
Oh, he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, three in the first quarter, so it pissed him off for the rest of the game, so that's why we hang 60 on you.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, Danny.
I told you.
Oh, Dan Lanning.
I told you that 17.5-point line, I didn't like it. And I was like, if you don't go out there and absolutely cover this, it is absolutely a disappointment.
It's because Vegas doesn't know what I know, and that is the bottom of the Big Ten is absolutely garbage. Mm. It is hot garbage beyond hot garbage, all right? Oregon State plays UCLA. That's a toss-up. That's how hot garbage it is at the bottom. Okay.
I'm almost willing to give UCLA not the benefit of the doubt, but I'm
giving them a little credit.
I'm getting there because they're offensively.
Well, they're winning for the Gipper.
Yeah, offensively, they're pretty good now. It's weird. I don't know what to do with that.
It is weird.
It's I'm like, I was watched
Foster
you.
Was Foster really that bad?
It appears so.
Wow. By the way, UCLA, one of seven teams in the Big Ten at 3-1, tied for third in the conference behind Indiana and Ohio State. Tied with the Ducks, 3-1 in the conference.
I saw a great meme of James Franklin's long-term goal. This was his long-term goal, was to lose to UCLA to put a spark in them, so they go on a run, beat Ohio State, and get into the playoff.
Wow.
The long play.
I like that.
The long play from James Franklin. Congrats, Ducks. 56-10 next week. You'll get Wisconsin. We'll have Tyson Alger on Wednesday, kind of recap this game and look ahead to Wisconsin. And speaking of another team that's just in a really, really rough shape, that game could get ugly quickly. What did I say the spread was? 34.5? I might hammer that spread. Lay the big wood down, as they say.
I'm not touching 34.5.
Well, don't do it for the Cougs because they'll cover.
Yeah, this is the same. But I'm talking about if there's like functional teams at play, I'm not touching those lines.
I don't know. Ever. Wisconsin is that bad. All right, we come back. We'll stick in the Pacific Northwest here as the two best words in all of sports are happening tonight. Game 7. What's on the line? Just a trip to the World Series for the first time in your life. Not a big deal. Why not? 105.1 The Fan. .  is the Fan text line. Also join us in the YouTube chat. Shout out all you YouTubers out there. You know, they say YouTube rots the brain for you kids, all right? So don't believe everything you see on YouTube.
So definitely go to TikTok instead.
Don't believe everything you see on YouTube, including these eyes right here. They're lies. They're out to get you.
These eyes.
Let's see. All black outfit, sweatshirt, run tape around the perimeter, and you're a chalk body outline.
Ooh.
I like that one.
That maybe hit a little too close to home for me.
When I was 10, I just threw on a bunch of trash bags. I was white trash. That is excellent.
The only downside of that is you get sweaty inside those things. It's like a wrestling suit.
Wear a full pink suit, gray wig, and beard with a cigar, Pink Freud. See what you did there? I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I don't think that one's going to land with the kids.
No, I don't think they teach who Freud is anymore. I don't think they're allowed to.
Probably has to do with his name.
A couple quick things here, quick thoughts from you guys that I want to share. Will Stein decided Sadiq was the best player on the field, thank God, and needed to get him the ball. That is true. Sometimes that is the key to success.
Yeah.
You know, go ask Joe Flacco what the key to success is.
My man showed up in Cincinnati and said, "Hey, Jamar, how often you want this ball? All the times? Here you go, player. I got you."
Yeah, Flacco was asked, like, does Jamar, like, ever just change the call and say, no, he's going to do this? And Joe was like, no. But if he did, I'd probably listen to him. Yeah. Turns out when your best pass catcher can catch the ball, get him the ball. Speaking of get the ball, Game 7 tonight. Mariner fans, how are you? How are we feeling? Schulte is probably can't get off the toilet.
I think Mariner fans right now are like Cameron in Ferris Bueller when Ferris describes him as he's so uptight that if you shoved a Lumpet Coal up in 2 weeks, you'd have a diamond.
Yeah, I think things are a little tight. Things are a little tight.
Look, man, I don't take any joy in this,
but here I am about to take some joy.
No,
in this.
I'm not. I'm genuinely not. When we did our 10 toes down last week, I said if the Mariners lost that game, they're going to lose this series. I think they're going to lose, and it sucks so much because it's going to hurt so so bad.
If the M's lose tonight, it's going to hurt pretty bad. It's definitely going to hurt pretty bad. I am not out on the Mariners.
I'm not out, but it just.
No, I mean, in the sense, you think they're going to lose tonight.
I do.
But I don't.
Oh, okay, so you think they're going to win.
I do.
Okay. I know, I heard the boys talking this morning, how it's, what, seven of the last eight home teams in Game 7s have lost. There's no momentum in this game, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Your momentum is the next day's starting pitcher.
Just,
that's
you know,
like I say in baseball.
So there we go. So we got George Kirby and Shane Bieber.
Yeah, one guy won a Cy Young, and the other guy is named George Kirby. Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there.
And old Bieber.
Just throwing that out there. Look, I'm rooting for the Mariners here, but my Biebs is a good pitcher.
Look, can I throw myself a little under the bus here? I am constantly conflating George Kirby and Logan Gilbert because they both have two first names.
And they're Whiteman.
Kirby is a, you count Kirby as a first name?
I know a couple
Kirby
of Kirby's.
Puckett.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
true. Come on, Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
Right. I suppose that's true.
One of the coolest baseball players of all time is named Kirby Puckett.
There's literally a Y in Wyoming.
He had an eye patch on, too.
Yeah.
Like, it made him double cool.
Yeah, he got drilled in the face.
I'm with this. I think Kirby will throw nice tonight. I think Bieber will throw nice tonight as well. I think it's gonna be a tight, cagey game. Something late happens. I don't trust Toronto's bullpen at all.
You trust Seattle's bats?
No. I've liked what Dan Wilson has done with the lineup in the sense of
moving guys around.
Yeah, Randy had struggled at the top, so he moved him down in the order. The problem is Julio has suffered from that.
Yes.
And the other thing is he's moved J.P. Crawford up in the lineup because Crawford's bat is so important. And I don't like that because Rivas and Canzone at the bottom are just god-awful. Yeah. And Crawford and the nine-hole turns things around. I think you just got to be careful of what happened last night. Your bases are loaded twice. You ground into double plays.
Yeah.
You cannot do that. Toronto's one of the better defensive teams in baseball.
And
they're trying to go back to the World Series for the first time since 93.
Yeah.
They won in 92 and 93. Joe Carter hit a home run, has one of my all-time favorite radio calls.
Mm-hmm.
Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run.
Wasn't wrong.
It wasn't. He walked off to win the World Series. He almost forgot to touch first base.
Oops.
Oh, it'll be a good one tonight.
Look, I genuinely want the Mariners to win. I just feel like the juju of it all. I feel like it's nasty right now.
Well, I was talking.
I feel like it's nasty.
I was talking with Luke Anderson about this morning. He's a big Mariner fan. He was up there for games 4 and 5 last week, and there's just something about this team. I've completely lost my train of thought there.
Well, for a while, especially Adios. In this playoffs, even down the stretch with them coming back the way they did, and these playoffs, there have been certain points where you thought they were done, but they just kind of pulling like the Undertaker meme. And so they just, there are times where it's felt serendipitous.
Yeah. I think the only thing that really works against Seattle right now in this is there is nobody on either team that has shown me they want to go to the World Series more than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That guy wants to go to the World Series so bad. It reeks on his face. You can see it in everything that he's doing, that he is trying to win at all costs. I know everybody's trying to win at all costs, but there's something about the juju around Vladdy, something about the moxie around Vladdy that is going to be a very, very hard thing. Go look at his numbers in this series. He is batting over 350, been an absolute killer, and did nothing in Game 1, Game 2. Vladdy got woken up, and that might have been the worst guy in the world to have woken up.
That dude is...
He a bad man.
That dude is duding very hard right now.
He is a bad man.
He got bad intentions.
Damn right he does, Cam. He is a bad, bad man. All right, we come back loaded second hour. We'll get into some NFL chatter along with Web Gems and a little college football, too, here on this Monday. 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.